Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about content trends and the content trends we're going to start seeing for 2020. On the last episode, I started talking about social media trends. So when we talk about content, most definitely you're going to see this content on social media because mostly content is pushed out and distributed out through social media. And less on websites as we're seeing. And we know that most people are definitely on social media. We're talking billions of people now using all these different platforms between Facebook, still kind of trailing in there, Instagram, your number one platform, Twitter. TikTok is scheduled to be one of the bigger platforms. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I still think that's kind of like one of these blips. We'll see. But moving into social media content trends for 2020 and beyond, a lot of this information came through a really helpful article on Social Media Today. So you can always look on their site and kind of get a gist of what's happening in the social media world day to day. It's a lot of, oh my gosh, so much happening. But, you know, I think with social media, you can't get overwhelmed. You have to kind of go slow and you have to invest in time. It's not about like investing in other things. It's really your time that has to get invested into what you're doing. You have to focus, be thoughtful. You know, everything is, it's really quality, not quantity. It's still, that's the number one rule. It still matters, you know? So just going back into social media content trends for 2020. So the first thing that they're looking at is content specific pages to engage with local target markets. So, you know, if we're looking at Google Places or if we're looking at pages that are created for if you're doing Google search and you're driving to a landing page. So location specific will become very important. Second thing is customized content. And so this is also based on the user's activity. So a lot of times you can use your analytics and insights to create content based on your target market or based on, you know, what you see that your consumers are actually looking at most. And that could be either through your analytics on social media or through your analytics on your website. And that's usually through Google Analytics. And if this sounds like a lot of stuff that, you know, it's just kind of like over your head and you own a business and you're like, I don't know, where do most of my customers come from? You can actually hire someone to help you with this and, you know, and then actually show you the basics or show your marketing person or your marketing team, the basics on how to collect this information and data. So you know exactly what to feature on all of your platforms. And this actually might help collect more people to come onto your site. If you own an e-commerce site, you know, maybe you know if someone's buying more of something because you have an e-commerce site and you see that your sales are higher for something. But if it's more about content and someone comes into your brick and mortar store and they're like, well, I was online and I saw this thing on your website about, you know, how to do A, B, and C using, you know, this product. That's how you know, because someone actually told you, but you can be a little stealth about it, by using your analytics. And again, like I said, there are experts who can help you with that. And that's part of what digital media and social media experts know, and including search experts. Okay, so third thing, and it's called, and I say things more phonetically. So if maybe you say this differently, I don't know, but ephemeral content, E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L, ephemeral content. This is content that disappears after a certain period of time. So it's like your Facebook stories, your Instagram stories, your snaps, you know, that's the kind of stuff that now is becoming, you know, more of what people are consuming. So on Instagram though, you can actually save a lot of those things. And there's a metric behind that as well. So you know how many people are consuming your Insta stories, and Insta story numbers are way higher, obviously. Now, your views on Instagram stories are way higher than your Instagram timeline count, which is also going away, guys, if you haven't heard about that. So you have to start thinking about how you're going to create content, you know, for your Instagram stories, for your Facebook stories. The jury's still out on Facebook stories. No one's really, you know, coming to the table saying like, you know, there's so many people consuming that. But we know that Instagram stories is the place to market. Okay, next thing. Product discovery via social media, 50% of searches will be through images or speech by 2020. Wow. So, the product name and price become like the super important thing. And this is something you're seeing on like the account, like the Instagram accounts where there's like the little shopping bag, and then you can click through and it brings you to like an e-commerce store. You're going to be able to buy, and a lot of people do, because it's all connected through your phone and through your like banking and your, some people have Apple Pay and all these like cool, you know, like automated things on their phones. And you all have it. Everybody has it. It's just a matter of like setting this up if you want to do purchases through your phone. But so it's product discovery via social media. And like my example would be on Instagram, where you see the little shopping bag on a picture and then you click through, you click, click, click. And it's just basically you're buying from your phone. Okay, next thing. We always talk about video. Video continues to grow. 56% of internet users watch videos on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I mean, I think this is everywhere. You should be creating videos for your brand's social media accounts, right? This is where video is so important, but I think like so many people are afraid to produce video because, you know, yes, you should be producing high quality, beautiful video if you have a budget, right? So if you're a big brand and you have a budget and you have money, hire a professional, hire an awesome producer, production company, friend who's doing film, who happens to do videos. This is where you will never go wrong on your investment if you hire someone to do a video for you, whether it's a patient testimonial, whether it's a testimonial from a customer, whether it's a testimonial from someone saying like how amazing your products were, how amazing you are because you hired them as your coach, as your accountant, as your lawyer, whatever industry you're in, or maybe you're an acting coach, whatever it is. This is where you cannot go wrong, is if you invest your money into video, you take that video, you push it out onto your website, you push it out onto social media, and on social media, you can cut it 100 ways over. So if you have a 5-minute video you've bought into, you hired someone, they created this beautiful video for you, you can take that, cut it down to a minute, throw it on Instagram timeline, then take the video, take a good sound bite, cut it. And you can do this all on your phone, FYI, right? So this is all the stuff. These are all the secrets that most people don't know or do because it takes a lot of work. Okay, next thing. VR and AR adoption. More practical application of VR and AR in marketing will climb in 2020. I use Facebook 360, which is like the cool 3D. It takes like my photos are taken in portrait mode from my phone. That's the only way you're going to get the 3D photos, by the way. And then on Facebook, when you're about to do a post, you do, you click down on the little like thing, like you're about to publish, and then like you click, and then it gives you all these choices. So then I click 3D, and then it uploads and only selects the portrait photos that I've taken on my phone. And then I upload it because it just gives this whole different vibe, you know? So like if you have a product, you know, you take a picture in portrait mode from your phone, and your phone could actually take a really gorgeous photo. You know, you just have to like really take the time to kind of like look, be thoughtful, be careful, look at the whole thing. And so this is what we're considering VR and AR adoption, right? So you're gonna start to see more of this stuff. All right, next thing and last thing I'll mention is influencer marketing. I talked about it on the last episode, just about all the trends coming up in 2020. So I don't really think influencer marketing is going away. There's a statistic, 22% of internet users between 18 and 34 years old purchase products after seeing influencers endorse it. Okay, so I'm a little outside of this demographic, but I will say, like, I follow a lot of fashion influencers and a lot of like motivational influencers and, you know, businesses and coaches and things like that. And yesterday, 2 days ago, I saw one of the fashion influencers who only, like, she's at every fashion week, Milan, Paris, New York. So yesterday, she had an Insta story up of she had put on a shirt, like a blouse from Walmart, believe it or not, Walmart. And it's just like this fashion line from Walmart that's like super cute, which I never even knew existed until I saw it yesterday. And I'm looking, I'm like, wow, I had no idea this existed. And it's totally, obviously very affordable. It's Walmart. And so that's just like an example of how these things come to the surface and how people become aware. So I would almost say that, you know, demographically, influencer marketing is like, you know, you're following these people who have big followings and, you know, you get into this like routine of following everything they're doing, or like they come on, they're like, hey, I love this product. It's so great. You should buy it too. And sometimes, you know, you believe it because you follow it every day. You almost like become like familiar with the person. So it's like a trust factor. And I think that's what influencer marketing is all about. It's about trust. You know, do you trust these people? All right. So just to kind of recap the top content trends for 2020 and beyond, we talked about location specific content that is, you know, talking about things that are geographically close, things like a Google Places, you're targeting people within a certain area. And then the second thing was customized content. And this was to encourage your audience to participate more in campaigns. And this is where you will spend more time looking at your analytics and where people are from and what they're engaging with. Third thing is ephemeral content. And this is where your content disappears quickly. So this is Insta stories, Snapchat stories, you know, Facebook stories, all of those types of like quick content, you know, cards, let's call them. All right. Next thing was product discovery. And so this is like the shopping concept. The e-commerce is going to be one of your bigger things that are coming out. So if you have a product, if you are selling something, you know, and I think only certain accounts are eligible for this on Instagram. And I think it's just something that's going to evolve over time because it's a little bit of a black hole. I was working with someone last week where you have to qualify to be an e-commerce site on Instagram as well. Next thing, video. 56% of internet users watch videos on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So I was saying invest in video, invest in someone who really shoots beautifully, who can film something for you. Think about what your consumers want to see. And just kind of like, if we jump back to your analytics, like if it's something that your consumers are actually reading more or looking at more on your site, then you should do a video about that. Okay. And then lastly, was VR and AR. Actually, this isn't last. It was VR and AR adoption. So using a little bit more of, you know, the Facebook 360, Canvas, all sorts of things, but that's a little bit more complex. And like, I wouldn't really jump into that, I'm not really sure. You know, I think I need to see more in that space before I can get behind it and be like, okay, this is what you're going to use it for. I think it's great for maybe for product photos and things like that, but that's tied back into your e-commerce. And then lastly was influencer marketing. So, you know, really using someone who's like trusted in the community, who's sort of like in, you know, like a community celebrity or someone who's maybe close to, if you have a brick and mortar store or someone who works for you, you know, ambassadors, things like that, that are pushing your products or talking about your products. Or maybe you send them like one of your products and you say, hi, you know, Mary, can you push this out on your site? It looks like you have 10,000 followers. They're all kind of like within my area time, you know, it matches what I'm doing. Take my t-shirt, throw it out there. Let's see if we get any sales. And it's really that trust factor. So that's the recap of all of the content trends for 2020. If you have any thoughts, questions, you want any kind of expert advice or consultation, you can always call me, email me. I'm quicker on email than a phone call these days. So it's margaret@margaretfontana.com, and I'll talk to you soon.